you long. We're not going to make any excuses. We're not going to complain. We're just going to move on and do the best we can do under the circumstances, because there's so much going on in the world. And when I think about all of our brothers and sisters that really have ailments that you should be concerned about, the little things that we're familiar with, we just take it and move on. So if you have your Bibles, again, in the 7th chapter of Zechariah, we'd like to read verses 8 through 13. The Word of God tells us this morning, "And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in his heart. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, said the Lord of hosts." Based on our thinking coming from the 13th verse, "Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, said the Lord of hosts." Supporting scripture coming from the 55th division of Psalms, verses 16 and 17 that you've already heard in your hearing. "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. If I listen to him, then he will listen to me. If I listen to him, then he will listen to me. If we don't know nobody else, we ought to try to know who God is. And if you're able to say, "Yes, I know him," then there's something about knowing him that makes a difference in your very existence. Because even though you know him, that don't exempt you from going through. But because you know him, you can go through with peace of mind, knowing that I know him. So whatever I'm going through, he has promised that he would go with me all the way. And so it's a good thing this morning to be able to know God for yourself. He's a mighty good God. The Lord God needs us to understand that he loves us. And not only do he love us, but he wants us to love one another. And as we love one another, we must know that it's not about us. It's all about him. We're here this morning just to give him glory and to give him praise and to lift up his holy and righteous name. We give honor to the Lord this morning. We give honor to the Spirit of Christ and the ministers of the gospel and how God is blessed and is yet keeping us. But so many times we take our lives and we take time for granted. For we tend to believe that we're going to be here forever and a day. And even though the death train constantly travels around us day by day, we still tend to think that I'll be here. But none of us actually know when our last day will be upon this earth. But one thing we do know is that we serve a God that has blessed us in a way that he made provisions that once we get finished on this side, there is another side. And so that's why we try to learn more about him. That's why we try to understand who he is and what he's all about, so that we can take advantage of the blessings that he's already bestowed for us. John tells us that we don't have to be troubled about the troubles of this old world because our God has gone to prepare a place for us. And we need to understand that preparation that has been made. We don't need to just dwell on that when someone is dead. While we are yet still alive, we need to know that God has a place for me. And I've heard someone say that this world is not my home. I got another building that is eternal in the heavens. And because I want to get there, I got to find out how can I get there. And the only way to get there is through and by Jesus the Christ. Can't buy your way in. You can't shout your way in. You can't preach your way in. You got to go by Jesus the Christ. And when you go by Jesus the Christ, you're going to have to make a stop there because you got to stand there and declare all the things that you've done and said on this side of life. We understand that there are a lot of things in our feeble minds that we forget, but God doesn't forget anything. Everything from A to Z, from the very first time that you drawed your first breath until right now, God has everything already written in the book of life. And because he's God, we don't worry about that because we found out if we took time out to find out who he is, that he loves us. And because he loves us, then he understands and he deals with us in a very special way. And he is so special that he allowed us another chance to come and to praise him and to worship him on another Sunday morning. God has blessed us to come together and he gives us the reason of worth and of our here being. We think about what God is and all that he has done for us and how he continues to be there even when we tend to wonder. Sometimes when things begin to happen, we say, Lord, where are you? I need you right now. Anybody ever need God right now? And sometimes we hear that testimony. He may not come when you want him, but he's on time. But there are times when his on time don't so coincide with what we want him to do. So we get a little weary and we begin to wonder and ponder, Lord, where are you? What have I done? Are you listening to me? Do you hear my mama cry? That's what we want to talk about this morning, because in order for him to hear us, we got to hear him. We want him to do some thing, but we want to do our own thing. But we got to understand that we got to trust God with everything that we got because he's a mighty God and he is truly worthy of our praises. We consider who he is and what he has done for us. It is easy to tell God thank you and to give him praise when you know God has been good to you. It is easy to tell God, Lord, I love you, when you know that if every time you open up your eyes, every time you look around, God has done something else for you in your life. And I'm one that understands that Jesus is the best thing this morning that has ever happened to me. So glad I come to that assurance of knowing that it wasn't all about the good time, but it was about knowing who the Lord God is. Once you allow God in your life, there's something about him being there that makes a change that you wanted to be just like that. But there's something that we have to understand. Once you get God, and you might get him and you feel like I'm on the mountaintop and everything is just going so wonderful. And I love God. I love everybody. But all you got to do is live long enough. And as you continue to live, there'll be things that will happen that will start breaking you down. And that's why the Bible declared that men should always pray. Pray without ceasing, because sometimes you got to pray for the things you know and sometimes the things that you don't know. We got to pray that God will bless us despite ourselves, because we're not all that just because we know who God is. We got to know that it's only by his mercy and his grace. And God loves us, and because he loves us and tells us to love one another, then we got to share that love with our brothers and sisters. Last week, we talked about every man got to work out his own soul salvation. There will be a day when we shall stand at the judgment seat of Christ, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We found out that on that day when we get there, the question is, will we know exactly how Jesus is going to respond to us? Remember that when we stand before God, we won't be on our own. Nobody else is going to be able to answer for you. And you can have all the excuses that you'd like to have, but one thing about talking to God, your excuse don't go very far. know how it is sometimes we used to say that you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God anytime. So you might go through the motion. You may tell somebody, I love you, out of one side of your mouth. And the other side of your mouth, you talk like you don't like them at all. Know any folk like that? And, you know, we have a tendency to have selective love. Or when we want to love somebody, we love them. And then when we get this attitude about ourselves, we tend to feel like it's all about me and I'm going to be all right. But I know that I'll be all right, but I'm not going to be all right all by myself. I need God. I need my brother. I need my sister. I need to know that I got somebody else that's right there on our side. I know that the Lord is on our side and the Lord will do what we need him to do. But we got to understand and be mindful that it's important that every one of us become a believer. If we're not already on the Lord's side, then it's a good day to switch sides. Because you ought to be on the Lord's side. When you're on the Lord's side, then you can understand that he'll do what nobody else can do. Understand that being on the Lord's side does not exempt you from trouble or heartache, trials or tribulations. But you can rest assured that we can still be victorious. One reason is because God has all power. The word of the Lord declares that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And there's some things that we brought before the Lord that we was wondering, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but God worked it out. We say in a mysterious way, but God is not mysterious. God is just God. It's mysterious to us because we don't have all the intellect to understand God's way and God's mind. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. We are trying to learn his ways. And in order to learn his ways, we got to go to the word of God. When we turn to the gospel of St. John, St. John says that in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So the word did not become, he was with God all the time. The Bible declared the same was in the beginning with God, that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Then the Bible declared there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Now, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. God is that mighty light. And you need to know something about the light of God. You need to know that when God's light is in us, then you will help someone else along the way. There's some brother, there's some sister that is yet still walking in darkness. But if you know God, if you have the light of God in your life, then you might be their bright sunshine. You might be the one that helped them lift up their spirits or to lift up their heads and know that you don't have to give up in despair. Every now and again, you got to encourage our brother or your sister that things are going to work out for your good. In order for us to trust God, we got to know who he is. We got to know who God really is. And how are you going to know who God is unless you read the word of God or unless you listen to what thus said the Lord our God? And I say it like that because we got to understand that even in a day like today, there's still some people that may not be able to read properly. So even though you cannot read, that still don't mean that you got to miss out on the word. Because whether you go to somebody's church house or whether you get a tape or something or whether you just turn on the television to some gospel station, you can get the word if you want the word. But now the key is, just like now, we are talking and I'm talking about the word of God and I'm mixing some of the earthly things in with the word of God because that's what preaching is all about. But those of us that are biblical readers, we know what God said and what I'm saying. And so when you take what God said and you put it in effect in your life, it will make a difference in the way you look at things. One thing that we got to understand is whether you can read or not, you ought to be a hearer and a doer of God's word. Yeah. For the Bible declared, don't be just a hearer only, but you need to be a doer as well. One thing to hear, but it's another thing to do it. A lot of us just like to hear it, and then we point the finger like it's somebody else's responsibility, but every one of us got to answer for ourselves. When I think about being a doer of God's word, then I got to know the word of God, and I got to listen to what God is saying to us. If we want him to listen to us, then we first must learn how to listen to him. I find this morning that there are too many times we hear the words being spoken, but we refuse to listen to what God is saying. That's because we got other things on our mind. That's because a lot of times we had our own agenda. A lot of times we already got our mind made up. I don't care what he say, what she say, I'm going to do what I want to do. One thing about it, I don't care what denomination we are, when we pick up God's holy word, we cannot or should not change the word of God. Now, there are times where, because of lack of understanding, we may take something out of context. But if you're a biblical reader, don't be so judgmental. Just sort of let that go over your head and know that you know what the real deal is. And so if you get an opportunity, help that individual that may be a little off base know that you got to get this here right, because when you take it out of context, then you don't get the true meaning. So a lot of times we go about what we heard somebody else say, and then because it sounded good, we try to sound off on it. But unless you know what you're talking about, it's best to keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Anybody know any folk that every time you talk to them, they just like an open Bible? They start quoting scripture. They start talking about the Lord. They start acting like that's all I know is God. But you got to understand, you're not going to be on the mountain all the time. You got to walk down in the valley with some of your brothers and sisters that don't know God. So every now and again, you might throw a little God in there, but don't run them away. You got to learn how to sort of draw them in slowly. And if the word of God say, if I be lifted up from the earth, then I'll do the drawing. I don't have to do no drawing. I don't have to rub you down. I don't have to tell you how good God is that you already know, but that's my job. But it's a good thing that you know it for yourself. Because if you know it for yourself, then that's where witnessing come in, that you can agree with what I'm saying because you know what I'm talking about. If I say that God will pick you up and turn you around and make things different in your life, if God has ever done that in your life, then you're an automatic believer and you're an automatic witness that, oh yes, he will. If I say that God is a healer, and I don't care what the doctor may say, that God got the last word, how many of us going to trust God opposed to what man has to say? Now, I'm not saying that there are not times that they kind of hit it just right, but they don't know what God has in store for us. That there are those of us that like to think that whatever somebody else say, we take it, and that is the law. But this here is the law. If you want to know about God, it's in here. And if it's not in here, you need to pick up one of these Bibles. And if you don't like what it says in this one, get another one. I guarantee you're going to say the same thing. So you cannot change what God is trying to relate to us. We got to understand that we got to respond to the word of God. When I think about God's word is to give us instruction. And as we read it, not only should we read it, but we got to adhere to what the word of God is saying. In other words, I got to do what the Lord God say do. But now, we're sort of a selfish people at times. And if it's not what we had in our mind, then we tend not to go full force. Have you ever noticed and you heard folks say that you hear what you want to hear? A lot of times somebody might be talking to you and you hadn't heard a word they said. You heard sounds coming out of their mouth, but you hadn't comprehended anything because you're not paying them any attention. Now I know I'm talking to somebody in here that has talked to somebody and you looked them right in the face and you were just smiling and they were just talking and you hope that they don't ask you what they said because you don't have no earthly idea. So sometimes you got to be careful about responding and making answers because you may be answering the wrong thing. Because if you didn't hear what was being said, then you might be saying yes to something that you should have said no. That's right. That is so true. So true. What I'm trying to convey to you this morning is that it is very important for us to know who God is, whether we read it or whether we hear it. But once we hear and know what God said, if we hear what God says, then he will hear what we got to say. Our hope and our prayer is that once God hears us, is that he will make a response. Many of you have been talking to God this week. And your hope is that he heard you and that he had a listening ear to your concerns. Now, when we talk about God listening to us, another thing we have to understand is that it's not always God I want, God I need, God I want, God I need. Is there any other thing that we can talk to God about other than our wants and our needs? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So I don't have to talk to God because my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. So now, if God is all-knowing and God has all of the resources, then if God gives me what I want, he takes care of every one of my needs, then who wouldn't serve a God like that? But now, we trouble God, worry God about things that we don't need, and then we turn it around because of lack of understanding. And say, maybe I've done something wrong. God won't give me this. God don't give you something because God knows you don't need it. If we had everything in this world that we wanted, we'd be something happy. But I believe you'd be miserable. If I had everything and I'd never have to ask nobody for nothing, then I might not even talk to folk very much because I'll talk to you for. You got everything and you're happy with yourself, then that's why some folk is self-sufficient. Some folk don't like a crowd. Some folk like to just be all by themselves. But I found out that every now and again, everybody needs somebody. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what kind of job you got. Somebody needs somebody else. You might be too weak to take your money to the bank, but I'll care for you. Amen. You can trust me. Amen. Do we love our brothers and sisters enough to trust them? I guess the answer would be it depends. Because I found out in living that you can't trust everybody. I found out, and God blessed me with a whole lot of friends, but all my friends are not on the same level. I'm not talking about as far as statistically, as far as what they got and what they're all about, but the level of our relationship is different because there are some things that I can tell Pittman that I can't tell Darryl. And then there's some things that I can tell my brother Joe back here, but I still can't tell Darryl. And then there's something that I'm going to share with Sister Daisy, but I'm not going to tell nobody else because that was for Daisy's ears only. Now, you got to understand that when you talk to somebody, you can't trust the fact that they say, I'm not going to tell nobody. All right. A lot of times they're telling a lie right there out of their mouth. Because before you get it out good, they're not only going to tell somebody, but now modern technology, they're going to Facebook it so everybody will know your business. And so because we take it so lightly, we find ourselves getting ourselves in a lot of mess a lot of time because we talk a little too much about the wrong things. But now, if I know that God has a listening ear, I got to understand that when there comes a time that that so-called friend that I thought that I could trust that had my back, and instead of having my back, stabbed me in my back. So now, when that individual that you love, that individual that you've trusted, has broken your trust, and now that you don't trust them anymore, now that you don't know where they're actually coming from, you need to talk to somebody to get yourself right. So David says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. In other words, Lord, hear what I got to say and don't have a deaf ear. Don't hide when I get ready to talk to you because I need you to attend to me. I need you to hear me. I mourn in my complaint and I'm making a whole lot of noise because, Lord, I want you to hear what I'm going through. The voice of the enemy, because of my oppression of the wicked, they cast iniquity upon me and in wrath they hate me. Everybody that smiles in my face don't like me. But I found out that you don't have to like me. You ought to love me, but you ain't got to like me. My heart is so pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are upon me. Horror have overwhelmed me. And sometimes I get so disgusted that I look at the word of God. And David said, and I said, oh, that I had the wing like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Anybody ever want to just take wings and get out of your mess sometimes? Are you so content and you accept what you're in? See, there comes a time where you accept things and you just go along with the flow, but there's something that you don't have to accept. I don't have to accept the fact that my so-called friend has turned his back on me. Bible says, wickedness is in the midst thereof, deceit and gall depart not from her streets. Then said, for it was not an enemy that reproached me. Because if it had been an enemy, then I could have borne that. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. So in other words, David said, it wasn't my enemy that didn't like me anyway, because if I know that Alexander don't like me, then I'm not surprised that Alexander told somebody that I'm black and ugly. He don't like me no way. So I don't expect him to say anything nice about me, but just because he said it, that don't make me be that. You got to stop allowing what folks say to get under your skin. If you light, bright, or dark, black, you what God made you. And everything God made is good. So don't let nobody discredit you because of what they think about you. Think well of yourself. Because it's not the enemy that you got to worry about. It's not that one that hates you that's going to magnify against you. Because if I know that you hate me, then I'm going to stay out your way anyway. So that's why David said, I hide myself from that one. But it was a man, my equal, my guy, my acquaintance, my friend. But now look what David said. David said, David's tough. David said, let death seize upon them. Let them go down quick into hell. It's in the 55th division of Psalms. I ain't cussing. It's a word. It's a word. But David is saying, because my enemy, my friend has done this. I'd understood it would have been my enemy, but since you my friend and you did me like that, I declare you going to hell. And David said, quickly. 10, he says, for wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. Now David gets himself together. David says, as for me, I'll call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. So you do what you got to do, but I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. Evening and morning and at noon, I'll pray and cry aloud, and the Lord God will hear me. See, I got to understand that when I need somebody, I got to learn how to talk to the power of a loving God. Sometimes things get so bad that you might want to fly away. But you got to learn how to call on the name of the Lord. You got to be just like David and said, as for me, I will call on you, God, in the morning and in the noonday. See, I don't care what time of the day it is that you talk to God. But everybody ought to have a little talk with Jesus. Everybody ought to know that the Lord God wants you to be right there by his side. And I just stopped by just for a few moments this morning, just to let somebody know that if you will listen to God, then God will listen to you. I found in the word of God in the prophet Zechariah. Zechariah said that there was a time that the men of God and the women of God had strayed away from the word of God. They were doing any and everything that they wanted to do. But the Bible said the word of the Lord came unto him saying, speak unto the people of God in the land. Tell the priest that you got to stop just going through the motions. See, whenever you fast and pray, if you do it just to tell somebody that I'm fasting and I'm praying, that's just like a form and a fashion. But you got to learn how to do what you do in the spirit of holiness. You got to trust God with your life and know that the Lord will do what you ask him to do. The Bible says, should ye not hear the words which the Lord have cried by the former prophets? In other words, Zechariah was saying, I've already know that you know the word of God, but you don't listen to what God said. You're not obedient to the word of God. You got your own mindset. You want to do your own thing. But I want to tell you what the Lord God told me to tell you. I want to tell you why your prayers are not being answered. A lot of times you don't get an answered prayer because you don't really talk to God in the right fashion. The word of the Lord came to Zechariah and said, go talk to the people of God. Tell them thus, speaking the Lord of hosts, execute judgment and show mercy and compassion for your brother all around the land. There's somebody that might say, am I my brother's keeper? I want to let you know that you are your brother's keeper. You got to learn how to treat everybody right. Those that are oppressed, the widow and the fatherless. Those that are stranger and even the poor. Those that have evil in their heart. If you know God in the depths of your heart, you got to trust God with everything that you got. I got to know that I don't want my heart to be hard. I don't want to get my mind closed up. See, there are some folk that are just like those children of Israel. They got their fingers in their ears. They don't want to hear what thus said the Lord our God. They want to do their own thing, but I want to beg you this morning to trust the power of a mighty God. You better learn that what the prophets did of time of old, when they trusted the word of a mighty God. When I trust God with everything that I got, I know that the Lord God will be right there by my side. I want to tell you that every now and again, I need to tell God all about my trouble. Is there anybody in the house this morning that need to tell the Lord what you're going through? I want to tell you right now in the name of Jesus that if you want the Lord God to hear you, then you better learn how to read your Bible. You better do what the Lord God said do. Bible said, therefore, if you come and you call on my name, for if you cry out to me, I will not hear you. Because when I cried out to you, don't you remember I sent the prophet to you? I told the prophet to tell you about your evil ways. I told the prophet to let you know that it's time for you to open up your mouth. I told the prophet that there's no sense in going through the motion, because if you don't really have sincere love down on the inside, I want to know where are the prayers in the house. For every now and again, you got to get down on bended knee. Every now and again, you got to steal away to your secret closet I'm glad that I can talk to God. I can talk to him right here while I'm talking to you. Every now and again, I have to talk to myself. And I say, Lord, hold my tongue. Lord, change my disposition. Lord, let me act like a child of God. Is there anybody in the house this morning ever found yourself getting out of order? You had to put your own self in check. But you remember the word of the Lord. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. See, if you got the word of God down on the inside, it'll hold you, it'll keep you, it'll sustain you, it'll deliver you, it'll make a way out of no way. It'll let you know that if you trust God, you might be down this morning, but God has a way to pick you back up. Is there anybody in the house that know that God has a listening ear? See, David said, morning, noon, and night will I call upon the Lord, and he will hear my voice. That is my desire this morning, is that when I call out to the name of the Lord, anybody want God to hear you? Is there anybody in the house this morning? Are you talking to God for yourself? Anybody know how to pray? All you got to do is open up your mouth. You don't have to say fancy words. You don't have a whole lot of education. You can just tell God, I ain't got nothing. I need you in my life. And the Lord God will come to your rescue. Is there anybody know that God sits high and he looked down low? The Lord will do what nobody else can do. I just somebody tell somebody that if you want God to listen to you, then you better first of all listen to God. How did you listen to God? By the word of God. There are things in the word of God that he revealed to you by his spirit. So there are some things you're not going to see with your natural eye. Some things you might not even hear with your natural ear. But God has a way of giving you understanding. He has a way of making everything work out for your good. How many of you love God this morning? How many of you got the Lord on your mind? How many of you talked to God before you got here? Say, Lord, I just want to thank you. When I opened up your eyes this morning, you told God thank you. When you sat down and ate your breakfast, you told God thank you. When you get ready to eat lunch this evening, you ought to take time to tell God thank you. If you make it to the midnight hour tonight, and before you lay down and slumber and sleep, you ought to take time to tell God thank you. In everything, give God thanks. Open up your mouth and talk to him. Trust and believe in the power of the word of God. The word of God will always stand. The word of God will never change. And if you want to hear what God has to say, read the word of God. Hear the word of God. And then he will listen to you.